Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came.
So do you have fond memories of the place that you frequented for food, drink, and fun when you were in college? Share your favorite college haunt with us as we talk with the author of a piece on Wisconsin's classic college hangouts. Good morning, I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's coming up on 8 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Monday, September 9th. Another school year has begun, and college towns will be hopping with young adults studying and taking a break from studying at some of the bars that have been around for decades. Is your college hangout still around? Have you been there recently? What made it so great? Why is it a classic? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Our guest is Michael B., a writer and author of 3 books on travel history and culture in Wisconsin. His story on classic Wisconsin college hangouts appeared in Wisconsin Trails magazine and was reposted recently on the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel website. And he joins us in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
Thanks for coming in early on a Monday morning to talk about college bars.
What better time to talk about college hangouts than 6 a.m. on a Monday morning?
Yeah, well, you know, some people are still, no, they're not coming home from those hangouts right now. How did you come to write this piece?
Well, you know, it's funny because it seems as though in my experience, and I've heard this many times over, whenever you get one or more alumni together, be it UW or other Wisconsin school, the conversation inevitably turns to the common denominators of our college experience, mm-hmm. and those are the places we hung out. And this happens all the time, and it's something that people tell me about regularly, you know, whether you're in a carpool or standing around at a soccer game or in a boardroom when people talk about where they went to school. Inevitably, someone will say, oh, yeah, you know, I was there. I didn't go to school there, but I visited there, and you probably know about this place or that place. Oh, sure. And for me personally, I've got a T-shirt that has L is in Point logo on it, a very prominent logo in the Stevens Point area. And I wear that shirt, and invariably someone will come up to me, a perfect stranger will come up to me and say, L is in Point. I remember L is. They had the best bagels. What a great place.
Isn't that funny? Because I just this morning posted a picture of me at Ella's last month. It was a college reunion for the college radio station 90 FM on the UWSP campus, and one of the reunion activities was going to Ella's, and
yes.
That's because it was a shared experience, and it was the first place I ever had a bagel.
Yeah.
That's I just remembered recently that you're a UWSP alum too. So
that's right.
Yeah. Now what makes Ella's a classic though?
Well, you know, it's funny because really what makes something a classic is unique as the individual who experienced it. When I approached this story, I wanted to look at places that had a longtime tradition to begin with. And what I found was, by and large, that regardless of where you were looking at some of these establishments, there's a very common story associated with many of them. You know, here in Wisconsin, we have a very strong what's called the town-gown relationship, the relationship between the schools and the communities. And that's because in the 19th century, these schools were established, and they basically grew up with the communities in which they were located. And then over the years, of course, things change as far as the downtowns go. You know, take a look at Platteville or Eau Claire or Stevens Point or La Crosse. These are colleges that are situated basically centrally located in some cases, right next door to the commercial areas in their mm-hmm. communities. So many of these establishments were created in the 19th century as the mercantiles, as the hat makers and the harness shops and all these types of places. And then, of course, the decades go by, the nature of the downtown businesses changes. You've got the post-war years in which the post-war years in which GIs were going to school in record numbers on the GI Bill. And so these longtime commercial areas started to serve a different purpose, catering to the students in these communities. So it's a very common story. Let's say, for example, the Pioneer Tavern in Eau Claire. This is located on Water Street, and a section of Water Street that is now on the National Historic Register. And this is something that's typical of many of these establishments located in the old downtowns. Many of the areas are part of the state Main Street program. They're on the National Historic Register. And in the case of the Pioneer, it's on a historic block, historic 19th century block. The building itself served as a pharmacy and as a bookseller over the years. It's located right on Water Street, right across, a stone's throw across the Chippewa River. You've got the campus. And then on the other side of Water Street, you have the off-campus housing for the students. And so it's situated right there in the heart of it all. And then the taverns, of course, and the hangouts began to establish themselves in more modern history. But the buildings are still there with all the character that those buildings bring. And now they're writing a new chapter in their history.
So how did you compile your list of classic college hangouts?
Well, I'll be honest, it was very subjective. Mm-hmm. As I said, I wanted to look at places that had a longstanding history. And as I found out, They all do. So that's a good start. And then personal experience. I'll be the first to admit, mm-hmm. personal experience. I made a lot of trips to campuses, and then of course in writing the travel guide to Wisconsin, I had occasion to visit a lot of these places. Not just as college hangouts, but as I said, part of the thriving downtown districts in which they reside. So these places are really part of the DNA of their communities.
Yeah, and do they offer more than cheap beer?
Sometimes, you know, there are places that frankly are dives, and they would be insulted if you characterized them as anything other than a dive. So there's some places that are like that. But again, it comes down to an individual's experience, an individual's experience at that particular place that makes it special to them and nostalgic to them. Frankly, this is quite a bit about nostalgia.
And we will talk about that nostalgia, and we'll talk about the different classic hangouts in many of Wisconsin's college communities, and we welcome your calls with your classic college hangout or hangouts. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. What was your favorite hangout in college? What made it special? Do you still visit it every now and then? Tell us your stories and share your memories. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. And they're always glad you came.
We are talking with Michael B., a writer and author of 3 books on travel, history, and culture in Wisconsin. We are talking about his story on classic Wisconsin hangouts, college bars, and we are welcoming your questions. We're welcoming your favorite college hangout at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. And you can check out the photo I posted in front of Ella's in Stevens Point, one of my classic college hangouts. Just visited it for the first time in maybe 30 years last month when there was a college reunion going on. And I mentioned to you, Michael, that another Stevens Point hangout that I had, in part because all my friends went there, the square is notorious because it has so many of them.
Yes.
But the one we always went to was the Yacht Club, which sounds very classy, but it's not at all.
No, it was.
And it's not there anymore.
No. Mm. In fact, the Upper Wisconsin River Yacht Club was really a tongue-in-cheek characterization of what you found there. And Yacht Club as well, Joy, was my place in Stevens Point. And sadly, it burned in 1989, taking with it the everything but the memories that it created for many students there. But you mentioned the square. Yeah, the square is a perfect example in Stevens Point. This was the public square established in the 19th century. Originally had a lot of taverns and saloons along around the square. And although those original structures are not there, the entire area is, however, a late 19th century historic district, and there are still plenty of longtime establishments there. The Elbow Room, Joe's Bar, Buffy's Lampoon was another favorite of mine. Buffy's, you know, occupies a building that was constructed in 1866.
Wow.
And it's a low maintenance, low cost establishment that's always been a natural fit for students. And folks who go back and visit will remember the large hand painted Saisefi sign that's on the wall, along with a vintage Smile, You're on Radar sign billboard from the state police obtained by means that we can only imagine. And you know, Buffy's is typical of the square in Stevens Point.
It is much different today, though, than it was when you and I were there. You mentioned the, not much different, but I mean the Yacht Club burned down and nothing replaced it. It's just a lot right now. And,
you can't replace it, can you?
Yeah, you can't, but it must also be that there's, I don't know, I mean, it just maybe a little less concentration of taverns.
That could be.
Yeah.
That could be. And the Yacht Club, you know, we're talking about a place that had one picture on the wall. It was, as I recall, it was a picture of the owner duck hunting with Ted Nugent.
That's right.
And two bathrooms that I think had been closets at some point, no larger than closets. And that was about the extent of it. Great vinyl record collection and some sort of material on the ceiling that gave you an uneasy feeling that it might have been asbestos.
Yes. And there was always peanuts or something on the floor.
Yeah, or something, yes.
Yeah, right. Let's take a call from Chad in Madison. Hi, Chad.
Good morning, Joy and Michael. What a fabulous topic as I wake up at 4:30 this morning, entering into my 40th year of life as I used to run around Stevens Point as a young, up-and-coming professional, or so I aspired to be.
Mm-hmm. And now, so you went to Stevens Point too?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. I have to say, Joy, I've always liked your show, but now that I know you're a pointer, I'm
all right.
There we go. So, where did you hang out, Chad?
Oh my goodness! You know, I kind of listening to all the places you guys just mentioned. Of course, Buffy's. I think I still have a pair of shoes that have the 4-inch layer of film on them that stick to my shoes as I walk in. We used to go to Ella's quite frequently after our animal physiology exams. We had quarterly exams, and they were about 4 hours. And after that, we had to go to Ella's to decompress, to take in the smoggy air, play pool on that. I think it was like a 6.5-foot table, and pretty much spend the rest of the evening until close decompressing from that exam. But Rusty's was always a classic as well, the Backwater Saloon.
Mm-hmm. Now, Ella's.
You guys go to Rusty's?
I've heard of Rusty's, but I'm trying to place it. Where was that, Chad?
It was actually out of town. You'd have to take Highway 10.
It's on the Wisconsin River, wasn't it?
Yep, it was back on the Wisconsin River. He had some bears back there, but they were notorious for their Bloody Marys.
Mm-hmm.
I do remember that. There was a few places that were not in the downtown area,
right,
or the campus
well,
area.
Well, you know, and Ellis is not located in the square downtown. Ellis has the lucky distinction of being located right across the street from the campus on Division Street. And Ellis has been in business since 1974. And as Chad said, it's an unassuming bar. It remains virtually unchanged through all the years. It's got a knotty pine interior, a lone pool table, as Chad mentioned, chalkboards in the bathroom for the poets among us who want to scribble something on the chalkboard in the bathroom. But a relatively new addition there, new tradition there, are the Hammerschlagen tables. Hammerschlagen being the traditional German game where players hammer nails into a large stump.
I've been to a place with that. I didn't know what that was.
Yeah, okay. This maybe you saw it when you were at Ella's recently, but this has been a relatively new addition and a popular addition to Ella's. But as you said, Joy, you know, former pointers will stop in there for a bagel. They're known for their bagels, hot bagel sandwiches washed down with a beer from the 155-year-old Stevens Point Brewery, one of the oldest continuously operating breweries in the country.
Chad, thanks very much for calling, and thanks for the memories, and go Point. We have Kelly on Facebook who says, I'm a proud graduate of UW-Eau Claire, and far and away, my favorite college hangout was The Joint on Water Street. From the neon sign proclaiming no light beer to dirt cheap happy hours and peanut shells on the floor, the place had an atmosphere like no other. It's been a few years, but I always try to stop in whenever I'm in town. Great music, great people, and the ongoing quest for the coveted corner booth.
Yeah, thank you, Kelly, for that, because The Joint really is one of the more well-known, famous places. It's got more character in its tiny little confines than you can find in most places combined. It's a little bit of a disservice to categorize The Joint as a college bar. It serves its share of students, no doubt, and it's a starting point for a lot of students who want to make their way down Water Street. The Joint is just as likely to be populated by a mix of local characters, college faculty, returning alumni, students, and anybody who's been there, like Kelly, ends up declaring their longstanding love for this place. The history on The Joint is really fascinating in that from the 1970s up until 1990, Bill Nolte, the owner, brought in some of the greatest jazz and blues artists performing of the day. They had performances from Woody Herman and John Lee Hooker, Dizzy Gillespie, Coco Taylor, Charles Mingus, and the photos of all these jazz greats crowd the walls inside The Joint. It's a really fascinating place, more character, as I said, than most places combined. I guess the decor, you know, it's kind of an eclectic post-lumberjack is how you would call it.
That's funny. So are there any other classic hangouts in Eau Claire besides The Joint?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I had mentioned the Pioneer Tavern. This is housed in a 19th century building on the National Register of Historic Places. It served various establishments over the years. It boasts the longest-serving beer garden in Eau Claire, and that's always been a popular attraction to the Pioneer. It's got two faithful mascots, an elk on one end, a bison on the other, and they stand sentinel at the entrances. And it's tradition to get your picture taken kissing the elk or the bison before you leave the Pioneer. And then the other place, and you mentioned, Joy, places that are no longer with us, the Camaraderie was a very popular place on Water Street in Eau Claire, and this was destroyed by a fire in 2001. Took everything right down to the ground except our memories. And that had been a very popular and really cozy gathering place on Water Street's west end since 1971.
All right, so we've been to Stevens Point and Eau Claire so far. Let's we just have a couple minutes before news. We'll get started anyway on Madison. We have to talk a little bit about Madison. There must be a number of classic college hangouts here.
Well, there must be, which it is obviously the granddaddy of college towns, and so it's got its share of establishments as well. One of my favorite places, and again, this it's a bit of a disservice to characterize it as a college hangout, but Nick's on State Street. Nick's the home of good food. And they say nothing ever changes at Nick's, and the owner, Dino Crist, will tell you that he hears that almost every day, that nothing ever changes at Nick's, and people mean that in a good way. What patrons find at Nick's is 1959, right down to the original bar, the wooden beer coolers, the booths, even the light fixtures. The dumbwaiter that's used to carry food up from the basement is still in operation. As far as updates go, the wallpaper and then the mural that was painted on the back wall were updated in 1970. So Nick's on State Street is a terrific place. And you talk to the owner and he's got grandparents bringing their grandkids back, and it's that kind of a place.
We will talk about our kinds of places, the classic college hangouts, the places that we would de-stress or decompress when we were going to school that are still around today, and welcome your favorite college haunt. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. We are talking with Michael B., who is the author of a story on classic Wisconsin college hangouts that appeared recently on the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel website. We'll continue after we check the latest news. Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. And they're always glad you came. We are not encouraging binge drinking, and we are not encouraging underage drinking, but we are encouraging you to share with us your memories of your favorite college hangout. Classic Wisconsin college hangouts is our topic this hour with Michael B. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's coming up on 6:37 on this Monday, September 9th. So do you have fond memories of the Joint in Eau Claire or Ella's in Stevens Point? How about Nick's in Madison? What was your favorite college hangout? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Michael B. is a writer, author of three books on travel history and culture in Wisconsin. His story on classic Wisconsin college hangouts appeared in Wisconsin Trails magazine and was reposted last week by the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel website. And we did receive a call during the news, Michael, someone saying, "Oh, you're encouraging, you know, binge drinking or underage drinking." No, we're not. I mean, this is places that students who are of age can go and decompress and maybe have a bagel.
Yeah, absolutely. And as we said at the beginning of the show, many of these places tell the stories of their communities as well. They are part of the DNA of their communities. Many of these establishments were built in the late 19th century, early 20th century as something else, as the harness maker, the hat shop, what the case may be. And as times have changed, as our downtowns have changed, these places have evolved along with it. And fortunately, thanks to programs such as the state's Main Street program, which has helped preserve downtowns all over the state, and other preservation efforts, we still have many of these buildings in these places, and they really tell the story, stories of our communities, and they continue to do that and write a new chapter as these favorite local hangouts.
And some of these establishments are not just for students; the entire community frequents them.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. And homecomings are making a pilgrimage back to a school is nothing new. That's what homecomings were created. I think in Wisconsin you can make a case that this tradition runs much deeper because of what I'm talking about, the establishment of the colleges, roughly 50 public and private colleges here in the state, established right in their communities and growing up together with these communities. And again, they're hardwired into these locations.
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking of one of the classic college hangouts that's on your list, on your piece. That is just a block from where we are sitting right now. It's right. The Nitty Gritty.
Yeah, being there today, it's hard to believe that the place was once a small single level blues bar back in the day, back in the late 60s, early 70s, when Marsh Shapiro first began operating. It had been a grocery store. A longtime grocery store prior to that. But this was a place back in 1970 where a group of young radicals would hang out and got together. And these were the folks who were plotting the bombing of Sterling Hall. So there's quite a history there. And Marsh Shapiro used to tell stories of tear gas rolling into the building during the student riots in the 60s. And it's hard to imagine that nowadays, considering what the Nitty Gritty has become. It's undergone five renovations over the years. It's now Madison's birthday bar. Marsh Shapiro began the birthday celebrations in 1985. It's hosted more than 500,000 birthday celebrations, and it's also known for its hamburgers, the Gritty Burgers. They're terrific hamburgers. All the traditions, even though the place has evolved into something vastly different than what it was, all the traditions remain there through the years, the birthdays and the Gritty Burgers.
A couple of Facebook posters said the Plaza was their favorite Madison hangout. Was that one of the classics on your list?
I didn't have the opportunity. Believe me, I could have probably written a book on this subject, but for a magazine story, I wasn't able to get in all the places I would have liked to. Plaza would have been a great candidate. Yeah, right off of State Street. Another place with famous hamburgers, terrific hamburgers with their secret sauce. And to this day, I'm not sure what it is. But
they won't say either.
They won't say, yeah. Well-guarded secret.
We are talking about classic college hangouts. Maybe it's just the classic bar in your hometown. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. The piece is on classic Wisconsin hangouts, but we have some posters and callers who are calling from other communities, which is fine with out-of-state places. If you'd like to share a memory, Michael may not have been there, but we can certainly take your memory. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Saul in Stevens Point is one of those callers. Hi, Saul.
Yeah, hi, good morning. Yes, I've been to Ellis, of course. But I went to the University of Chicago, and I was still 21 drinking age there. So the place was Jimmy's University Tap. And, of course, it was the only bar for many blocks around. And it had a kind of a captive clientele. It was painted black inside, and probably for good reason. You wouldn't want to see it in bright daylight.
Right.
And we had some friends that worked. They had great burgers, with fantastic fried onions. And one of the guys that worked there said, well, what they do is at the end of the burger's cooking, they flip it onto the grease hood, let it slide off and catch it on the burger bun.
Yum.
Yeah, right.
Thank you very much, Saul. Yeah. That's
And Jimmy was there. Jimmy worked there until he was in his 80s.
And you were there after the age of 21 then, Saul?
Yes, or I couldn't count, but yes.
Right. Well, and I'm thinking, too, when I went to school, the drinking age was 18.
Yes.
And so college students 18 and up were able to frequent a lot of these places. Thanks very much. We also have somebody else who went to Texas, apparently. Sally on Facebook says the Dixie Chicken in College Station, the home of Texas A&M University, had way too much Lone Star beer there. A couple of pet rattlesnakes lived there as well, behind the glass. Oh, my goodness. All right, so what about you? What is one of your favorite college hangouts? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page.
Well, it's funny how food can evoke so many memories as well. And we were talking about the nitty-gritty. State Street Brats is another one.
Oh, sure.
And that's got a terrific history behind it as well. I mean, that place was established as the Brat House in 1953, and it's credited with introducing bratwurst to Madison.
Well, that's really classic.
And that alone deserves our undying gratitude. And that place, like the Nitty Gritty, has evolved dramatically over the years. But traditionalists can, fear not, because the brat remains the same. It's served exactly the same way as it was back in 1953.
Sliced
lengthwise. You know, brat connoisseurs cringe at the thought of slicing a brat open before you cook it and losing all the juice. But that's the way it was established by the owners in 1953 by the owners Shorty Kays and Lammy Lamb. And they sliced the brat lengthwise and char grilled it, and that's still the way they do it, and it comes out crispy and you can't beat it.
Oh, I've just lost a caller from Superior that I was just going to bring on. What was the name of, remind me what the name of her place was, and we'll pass it along. Do you have any in Superior on your list?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay. Well, then that's nice. To Champions in Superior was the place, so... All right, well, we don't know why that was so classic, but thanks for the call. We have Maggie on Facebook who writes, in Madison, Bob and Jean's on University, now gone. Aw. a tap and a ribeye sandwich and the church key. How about the church key?
Church key, yeah.
So again, places that we... that serve food, so it's not just the not just the atmosphere of the bar. It was the food. How about before we take a break, let's take a trip to La Crosse. You didn't include any places on your list from La Crosse, but you have some now.
No, you know, again, I could fill a book, and maybe I should fill a book with all the potential candidates for this story. But for a magazine story, it was just impossible to do anything other than a brief roundup of some of these places. La Crosse, of course, a great city. More than 80 buildings in its downtown district on the National Historic Register. It's a thriving downtown entertainment scene, and Third Street, Fourth Street, well known for their hangouts. Bodega Brew Pub is a popular place at the corner of Fourth and Pearl Street. That building dates back to the 1800s. It had been a pool room back in the day, and then it became something called the Union Saloon after that. Beautiful back bar stretching across the length of the room. Big picture windows looking out onto the street. Very good sandwich menu there. And there's also a secret game room located in the bodega that you have to be especially a good patron for you to visit. That's down in the basement. Another thing about the bodega, and I'll talk about Dell's here in a second, but both places, Dell's and the bodega, are reportedly haunted.
Really? What's haunting the bodega and then the
Dells?
Well,
bodega is apparently a ploy back in the day who hung himself in the building.
Uh oh. Yeah, that's kind of spooky.
And then you've got Dell's on 3rd Street, which has been around since 1934, and historians will note that's right around the time that Prohibition ended. And they're best known for their Bloody Marys, fantastic Bloody Marys, which really constitute a meal in themselves, with considering all the garnishes that they put in it. That's located just off the Oktoberfest grounds, so anybody who's been to Oktoberfest might have made a stop in at Adele's on 3rd Street. Places packed to the rafters with all sorts of tchotchkes and decanters and other nostalgia.
Yeah, we do have to take a break, but what is the haunting of the Dells?
Well, you know, this is maybe more myth than anything else, but reportedly, doors closing and opening on their own, things occasionally flying off a shelf.
Yeah, it's not because of too many of those Bloody Marys, though, right?
I can't say that for sure. Yeah.
Michael B. is with us. He wrote a piece on classic Wisconsin college hangouts that we found last week on the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel website, and we thought you would like to share with us some of your memories of some of the classic bars, the hangouts that maybe you frequented. Maybe you still do. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. What made your favorite local haunt your favorite local haunt? I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. We are talking about classic college hangouts, Wisconsin hangouts, at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Our guest is Michael B. He's a writer, author of 3 books on travel history and culture in Wisconsin. And what about Platteville, Michael?
Platteville, yeah. Downtown Platteville was laid out by the early residents who were natives of England to resemble their homeland. It's got streets with long, narrow lots, and the area harkens back to its rough and tumble early days as a mining community. The hot spots are all concentrated on a one block, really sliver of street, 2nd Street in the old downtown. And a number of familiar names there: Orville T's, also known as OT's, Big Jim's, and Brothers, which is a chain establishment, but that is the location of the former Hoist House, which a lot of graduates will recognize. It's funny, the OT's, Orville T's, has been around a long time. The name dates back more than 30 years, but the origin of the name seems to have been lost somewhere among the happy hours. No one is quite sure why the place is named Orville T's.
Orville T's, that's good. Well, we have some callers, and we're running short on time, so let's take Madison. Wait. It must not be Madison. It must be Kevin in Madison. Hi, Kevin.
Hi.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, there was a couple more bars on Water Street in Eau Claire back in the late 70s that we used to frequent, and they were called the Stables.
Yes, Stables and Ore Home.
The Ore House.
Ore House.
And there was also Shenanigans and Papa Bears. They were kind of a cool...
And Old Home, does that ring a bell?
The Old Home, yes. Old Home Tavern on the corner.
Yeah, right across from, or was right across from where the Pioneer is located.
Right.
What made these places so great, Kevin?
Well, the Stables, their booths down, they had kind of a loft, and then they had a downstairs. They were kind of built like stable stalls, and... that was one thing I remember about the Stables. And then the Ore House, they had all these different, everything you could imagine hanging from the ceiling. And then they had this fantastic Bose stereo system in there.
Yeah, are all those places closed now, Kevin, that you just mentioned?
I haven't been down on Water Street for a while, so I don't know.
I believe Shenanigans is still there. Most of those other places have become something else, but the buildings are still there and the businesses are still going.
Right, and then the one thing I remember about Shenanigans, I'm surprised I still remember it, and of course we wouldn't do this nowadays, is on St. Patrick's Day, they had free rail drinks from 10:30 till noon. So there was quite a waiting line outside to get in there.
That's amazing you remember that, Kevin.
Yeah.
Kevin, did you have a chance to see, to visit the joint or see any of the musicians that came through there?
Yes, I did. I can remember, I can't remember any of the musicians' names, but I do remember going in there and listening to the great music.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you very much, Kevin. Let me get another caller in, Joanne in Hudson. Hello, Joanne.
Good morning. Funny you would talk about Eau Claire, because that's what I want to talk about, too. The camaraderie in Eau Claire was a great bar, too, known as the upperclassmen bar. I guess in Shenanigans, kind of known as the freshman bar, but that's, of course, when the drinking age was 18.
Right.
You know? But the camaraderie had great hamburgers and onion rings.
And a real cozy atmosphere.
Yeah, really cozy. Unfortunately, it burned down. Geez,
2001.
Yeah. I was going to say the early 2000s, yeah. But that was a great place.
Joanne, are there any classic places in Hudson?
Oh, I guess Dibbo's is kind of known as the classic place. That just got sold and turned into a brew tap. But you know, Hudson's not a college town. But, yeah.
Yeah, well, close.
Yeah,
About are these bars separated or divided? Upperclassmen, lowerclassmen?
Well, you know, I haven't gotten into the sociology or the that, and of course nowadays, back in our day, drinking age was 18, and nowadays, of course, it's 21. Which would, you know, immediately relegate it to the upperclassmen end of things. Good question. Don't know. I'm sure there were all sorts of dynamics at work at many of these places.
Well, we have Daniel and Spooner. We don't have time to put Daniel on the air, but his hangout was the student union in Rice Lake at I'm not sure, that must be the technical college in Rice Lake. Mm-hmm. And I thought about that the student union at UW-Stevens Point also had a coffee house. And it was good music. You could have beer, but you could also have coffee. And it was one of my favorite places, too. Just a minute to go. Michael, any idea if we'll see any new classic college hangouts in the years to come?
I'm sure there'll be new places in the old places, so to speak. There are, as I said, locations where these establishments have been around forever in one incarnation or another, and that will certainly continue.
Yeah. Maybe turning into brew pubs. That seems to be a trend these days. You
no
never
doubt.
Know.
No
All
doubt.
All right. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Michael B. is a writer, author of 3 books on travel, history and culture in Wisconsin. His story on classic Wisconsin college hangouts appeared originally in Wisconsin Trails magazine and was reposted last week on the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel website. And we have provided a link to that on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Thanks to Christy Taylor and to Robin Cherry for producing this program. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. You wanna go where people know.